Well, in studio this morning are two actors and one of the two directors from Logan Rogersville High School's vocal music department. They're presenting Disney's Aladdin Jr. and doing 2 weekends worth of the show, this weekend and next, at the Logan Rogersville High School Theater. And we'll be talking with the director, Rebecca Berenger, and the actors playing Aladdin and, I've just forgotten the
Jasmine.
I couldn't think of her name for all of a sudden. Carly Katzen is playing Jasmine. Justin Samuel is playing Aladdin.
Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't hear you clearly the first time. The first thing I wanted to say was that, number one, Disney, renting these Disney shows is horrendously expensive. And the second thing is, you guys are one of the only schools in the area that do 2 full weekends. I mean, because I'll be doing a whole bunch of the Springfield Public Schools musicals a little bit later, mentioning those, and those are all single weekends, either this weekend or next, but you guys are doing both this weekend and next.
Right. We do 2 weekends. We have zero budget with which to do our musicals. And so even though it's costly to do a Disney production, we do really well with ticket sales. And so we find that it's beneficial to do 6 shows across 2 weekends to be able to afford not only our rides, but also we spend quite a bit on sets and costumes. And so we find that we need those ticket sales to do a really professional production.
Do you do the sets and costumes totally in-house, or do you farm them out to somebody? Or
we have stipends that we pay. That's the one thing that the school provides for us. We have stipends that we pay for a construction manager. We have an art director that does the painting, and then we also have a costumer. And then the materials, we don't have any kind of budget for. We have to pay for those out of our ticket sales.
And again, this is going to be Aladdin Jr. tonight and tomorrow night at 7, and next Friday and Saturday at 7, with the 3 p.m. matinees both those Saturdays as well. So, 2 days, but 6, or 2 days each weekend, but 3 performances each weekend. And all right, let's get into the story of Aladdin Jr. This is one of Disney's what they call junior productions, which cuts the length of the program down to approximately an hour. But you guys are doing an intermission, too, so it'll take a little longer than that.
Right. It's a little over an hour production. And then with the intermission, more than that, we do some things in intermission. And we want to make sure that everybody feels like they're getting their full ticket price.
Well, all right, let's hear from Jackson Samuel about the character of Aladdin. Before we came on the air, I wanted to, since we've talked about doing 2 weekends, is that easier or more difficult, do you think?
Well, it's more difficult, but I enjoy it because I really enjoy just stretching out the musical as long as I can,
stressful as
it may be. It's still a lot of fun to do. And then I know several people that, they can come see it 1 weekend, but they might not be able to see it the other.
Sure.
So it kind of works out as far as ticket sales and stuff like that.
Well, tell us about the character of Aladdin.
Aladdin is just kind of a carefree character. He's referred to as street rat, throughout the whole production. So he doesn't have a very good reputation, but, part of the way through the show, he finds Genie, and so he wants to win over the heart of Jasmine, so he wishes to be a prince, and so he is a bit hot stuff, he's all this, and, towards the end when it's discovered that he's not a prince, it really shows that. It kind of expresses the theme of the story, or one of the themes of how, it's the inside that counts. It's not really what you are or
what you appear to be.
Mm-hmm, what you appear to be. Yes. So.
Now, Jasmine is the love interest, I guess we can say. Now, tell us about Jasmine.
Jasmine is a very, she's very stubborn, and she doesn't want her father to choose who she's going to marry, and she wants to be able to decide when she wants to get married and who she wants to get married to. And then she meets Aladdin and kind of finds interest in him. And then whenever he becomes a prince, she likes him because it's Aladdin, but she doesn't know that. And, yeah, she's just very strong-willed and kind of has a mind of her own, I guess.
And that's actually a frequent theme of the more contemporary Disney animated features, seems like.
Yes, the characters know what they want, and they know how to get
them. And how to get them, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's got to be difficult trying to cast the genie after you have the example of the late Robin Williams going ballistic in the recording studio and equally, the animation kind of went right along with him. So
yes.
Doing it live has to, and finding someone who can do that.
I will tell you this with 100% confidence. We have the best genie around.
Mm-hmm.
We cast a female in this part, and she is phenomenal.
Mm.
And actually steals the show a couple of times. Her name
is... That part really is designed for that, really.
It is. Her name is Sophie Gregorowski. She is a freshman.
Oh, good grief.
And she acts at Springfield Little Theater quite a bit, and she is absolutely phenomenal. She gives 110% of the time. And
okay.
I would really encourage you to come to the show to see her, because I mean she is she's phenomenal. She really is. So I can't wait to see what she's like when she's a senior.
Yeah, exactly. If she's she's really bringing it at this point as a freshman.
She's bringing it, and she's a full package, acting, singing, dancing. Full package.
What grade are you both in?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
I am a junior.
So this isn't kind of the senior musical at all.
It is not this year. We lost a couple years ago. We lost a huge senior class of talent where our entire musical was cast with seniors.
Right.
And so we're kind of in a rebuilding phase, and we have a lot of young talent right now. Iago, who is Jafar's right hand, he's the parrot. Really, we have a really good Iago. He's a freshman, very funny. His name's Colton Burney. He's very, very funny. Our Jafar is a senior. I think he might be the only senior in the – he is. He's the only senior in our principals, and he's quite good as well. He's got fantastic makeup. He's got an incredible costume, very heavy costume. but he is really incredible and has really taken to that role of just that mean villain character. We're very pleased with our principals this year. They're, like I said, most of them underclassmen, but they're doing quite well.
So, of course, in addition to good or great performers on stage, as you've already emphasized, you've got great production values, too, for this.
We really do. Our art teacher at the high school, Aaron Roten, does our artwork on the stage, and we have people come in and take photographs of our backdrops because they want to buy them and they want to take them, and
right.
They are phenomenal. His artwork is ridiculous. He does an amazing job with the art.
Is your costumer on staff at the school? Or
no. My co-director does some work with the costumes. And
the co-director is?
Berea Flatness.
Okay.
Berea is the art teacher at the middle school, and she's phenomenally talented. She does all the choreography, and our choreography is top-notch because of her. She does some with the costumes. Her mother is our costumer. She gets the costuming stipend, and our costumes are... very professional. Almost all of them are handmade. There are a few that are purchased, a couple that are rented, but many are handmade.
I was going to say, Disney will be happy to rent them to you for an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you can do them yourselves, then less money.
We have beautiful, colorful Arabian costumes. Mm. The production quality is, I feel, very high. So... Yeah.
Now, who's your musical director?
That would be me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I do the vocal directing. Berea does the choreography. And then we split all of the stage directing.
Right. Mm-hmm. So great collaborative effort for this Logan Rogersville High School production of Disney's Aladdin Jr. They are doing two full weekends, just 2 days each weekend, but three performances, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. with 3 p.m. matinees, both Saturdays, the 10th and 11th, and the 17th and 18th at Logan Rogersville High School. Tickets are reasonably priced, $5 for adults, $8 for adults, and you can call the Logan Rogersville High School office at 753-2813 and reserve tickets.
Mm-hmm. And you can also purchase tickets to the door, no problem as
right.
well.
And for information, go to logrog.net, click on District News, and you'll scroll down on that page and find a big ad for Aladdin Jr. with all the particulars. Have we left anything out that people need to know?
I don't think so. I think you hit on everything. Just don't miss it. It's a great show.
Well, all right. That is Aladdin Jr. at Logan Rogersville High School this weekend and next. Again, tickets available at 753-2813 or at the door tonight and tomorrow night. Also, next Friday and Saturday nights, and both Saturdays at 3 p.m. with matinees. Well, all right. Thanks to Jackson Samuel, who is Aladdin, Carly Katzen, who is Jasmine, and to co-director Rebecca Berenger. Thanks for coming in, and you've got your opening night tonight. So
yes, thank you so much for having us, Randy.
All right, thanks a lot.